In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. So it happened one winter evening, Angela and I went to the pantry and found that we had one butternut squash left. That was it, after our harvest from the year. And so we cut it up and we scraped out the insides and threw the seeds and the goop that comes in the middle of squash right into our compost bucket, which sits to the right of our sink. We had dinner. We cleaned up. We did the things that you do, put the kids to bed. And then it was about 11 o'clock. There's snow on the ground. It's cold outside. I really don't want to go outside, but I look at the goop sitting in that compost bucket and think, I really should take that out. So I threw on some shoes, threw on my jacket, and trudged out to the spot just to the left of my garden where we keep the compost, and I dumped it in. That's it. That's all I did. I took the compost out to the compost bin, and I paid no attention to it for January, February, March, or April. I paid no attention when a green tendril started growing out from the middle of the compost bin. I paid no attention when that tendril turned into something rather substantial and worked its way into the bushes to the side of the compost bin. I paid no attention until suddenly there were these big orange flowers blooming. And I realized, it's a squash. I literally just threw some stuff out. And by the end of that season, it had produced all kinds of butternut squash. To be fair, we only ate two of them because the squirrels got to all the others first. I paid no attention, remember? But one little thing, one little action, deciding not to throw those seeds into the trash, but to trudge outside and to throw them into the bin, led to life flourishing, led to nature being fed, led to us being fed. One silly little inconsequential action. One little thing. Today I am here to tell you that one little action can make a difference. One little thing can impact others, and God can use even the smallest of decisions to bring hope and to bring life. 1 Samuel sort of tells us this story this morning. You may not know it, but Samuel is utterly depressed. He's in a miserable place. A few weeks ago, we heard that the people of Israel wanted a king, and they went to Samuel and they begged for a king, and he resisted. And eventually God said, let them have what they want. And so Samuel anointed a man named Saul to be king of Israel. And Saul didn't do what he was called to do. And so God has rejected Saul completely. Now, I don't know about you, but usually after I've done something and it falls apart or it blows up in my face, I don't want to go and do it again. Right? I've learned my lesson. I shouldn't have done it. But today, Samuel hears this voice. Get up. How much longer will you grieve over Saul? And Samuel does one little thing. He gets up. He goes. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He doesn't know who he's going to pick. All he knows is he is supposed to get up, go to Bethlehem, and find a family. And he goes. And similarly, as he calls that family before him, the family of Jesse, there are all these young men, strong. Some of them, you look at them and you can tell that person has charisma or that person has leadership ability. And so they're laid out in front of him just as he was told to do. And he says, surely this is the one. But Samuel does one thing. He listens. And he hears that voice say, not this one, not that one. Seven times he hears that voice say no, and he does that one little thing. He listens. And suddenly, the person who nobody expected, the person who was so inconsequential, so unimportant, and so unimpressive that he was left out back taking care of the stinky sheep, ends up getting called. And a little bit of oil gets dribbled over his head. And God moves in him. One small action, one simple step, it can make a difference. I think that's what Jesus is telling us in the gospel this morning as well. He's talking about that utterly clueless farmer, the one who doesn't understand about germination, the one who clearly does not understand about photosynthesis, the one who clearly does not know how agriculture works. All he does is throw seeds on the ground. He goes to bed, he gets up. Goes to bed, gets up. He doesn't even water them. He sounds like me with that squash seed, tossing it out back. And then suddenly he does one thing. He can figure out when it's ripe. And so he gets up and he cuts it and he brings it in. And there he has nourishment, he has food that will feed him and maybe his family and other people. He does one thing. Same thing happens with this mustard seed, right? This one little inconsequential thing, which suddenly, through the grace and goodness of biology and of the world and of God's grace, grows into something that literally becomes the home, the habitat for animals and birds. One small thing matters. For 2 weeks now, I've been asking you to do small things each day. 2 weeks ago, I asked you to watch for places where you might see God, to pay attention to that and recognize that God's presence is a gift. And then last week, I asked you to do the small thing of paying attention to your choices and simply asking, what do my choices say about what I care about and what I value? This week, I just want you to do one small thing. I want you to ask yourself today and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you get the idea, what one little thing might God be asking you to do in your life? I'm convinced that you probably shouldn't ask yourself what one big thing God wants you to do. You know why? On our own, we usually won't do it. We're going to need help from somebody else. On my own, I want to fix the fact that there are 2,000 children who have been separated from their parents by this country. On my own, I want to do that. I can't. I don't have the power on my own. But I do know that I can do one small thing today to bring hope and joy. I do know that God has given me the grace and the ability to do one small thing. And the promise of God is that when we do that one small thing, God will take it and will bless it. And before you know it, there'll be squash coming out of everything. One small thing. I know it might not feel like a lot, but ask yourself, who's that one person you could pray for? What's that one moment in your day where you could seek to be centered in the presence of God or to read scripture? What's that one phone call you could make today to that person you haven't talked to for years? What's that one phone call you could make today to somebody whose relationship with you has broken and needs to be mended? Who's that one person today that you could give the gift of love and care to? We don't know what that one small thing will do. But I am convinced that the kingdom of God is born from little small things like that. Hear the word of Jesus today. With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed. When sown upon the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and it puts forth large branches, so large that the birds of the air can make their nests in its shade. What one small thing are you called to plant today? Amen.